Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Hines, and this episode's brought to you by you, our members. Without our members, this show could not become a show. Without them, we cannot produce and we cannot pay the bills to keep the lights on or servers running. You guys have been strong. A lot of you members have been since day one. I deeply appreciate that. If you want to become a member, go to otrwesterns.com and look at the membership options on the right-hand side. Not only do you get special perks where you get an extra show every week and Gunsmoke, you get strips and things like that. Coming in the near future, there's going to be some extras that you'll be seeing with our members. So definitely, if you want to become a member, go to otrwesterns.com/member. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is June 7th, 1955, and the title is Hour of Terror. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Hour of Terror. No human motive is more sinister and deadly than that which prompts a lynching. No human action carries such stark overtones of terror or reveals mankind in a worse light. In the days of the Old West, it was an attempted lynching that provided the famous Cisco Kid with one of his most breathtaking adventures and nearly cost him his life. Our story opens late one afternoon on the single street of the frontier town of Buckthorn. In little groups, men are talking with a casualness and does not conceal the tenseness beneath the surface.
How's it going, Sam?
Most everybody's fallen in line, guy. But them that ain't for the lynching won't do nothing to try to prevent it.
Hell, they better not. I'm going to see that Joe Loudon swings for killing my brother if it's the last thing I do.
Cause there's them that'll testify your brother drew first, guy. Also that he was bothering this man during a cafe. And that's what caused Joe to step in.
I know all that, Sam. You don't have to tell me. The sheriff's standing pat.
He's over at the jail and he aims to stay right there. Says he's going to see to it that Joe's brought to trial in spite of high water. Says nobody's going to get Joe out of that cell.
Looks like we're going to have to shoot the sheriff down then. In about another hour, it'll be dark and then we'll...
Hey, guy.
Yeah?
Who are them two hombres up at the other end of the street?
Are the two riding this way?
Yeah.
I don't know. Never saw them before. We better go talk to them, Sim. Let's go.
Undercurrent of something or other in this town, Pancho. Make no mistake about that.
Hombres talk on the streets, Cisco, and they look at us, too.
You don't have to pay any attention to them, Chico.
No?
Keep right on to the cafe. I presume there's a cafe in this town.
Down the street, Cisco. Pancho smells their food cooking.
Your nose for food is as keen as that of a hound dog, amigo. But you are right. I see the sign now on the cafe.
The cafe right across the street from the jail, no?
Yeah, that's right, it is. Well, two hombres walk out in the middle of the street in front of us.
Wait a minute, you two.
Hold on. What do you want, señor?
We want to know who you are, what you're doing in town, how long you mean to stay here.
Yeah, and we want to know right now.
Yeah, these two hombres not very friendly, Cisco.
Yeah, you are quite right, Pancho.
Cisco? Does that mean you're the Cisco Kid?
Oh, that is what they call me, hombre. Now, I do not care for your manner or for yours. However, I will answer your questions.
What are you doing in town?
We are merely riding through your town. As for how long we are going to stay, I do not know.
We eat at the cafe first, no?
All right. Go ahead and eat your meal at the cafe and then just keep going out of town, savvy?
We have not yet decided whether to leave or stay. But since Pancho and I do not like to be ordered around, the chances are we will stay longer than we might have otherwise. Out of our way, hombre.
Now, look here.
Get out of our way, I said.
Ride us down, will they? My coyotes. I'm a great mind.
Easy, guy, easy. You won't gain nothing by drilling them in the back?
Yeah, how do we know but what they're friends of Joe Loudon's?
I believe what Cisco said, that they're just riding through town. If you take my advice, Guy, you won't tangle with that Cisco kid. He's just playing forked lightning.
I still ain't gonna take any chances on him being friendly with Loudon. Come on, go to the cafe and keep an eye on Cisco.
Be right there, Joe. Miss Madge just sent a boy over from the cafe. She wants to know what to bring over for your supper tonight.
I ain't hungry, Sheriff. Look, there's something going on in town.
Yeah?
I can see along the street from this window.
Oh, wouldn't let it bother me too much if I was you, Joe.
How can I help let it bother me? I know what it is. That sneaking whelp of a Guy Phillips is talking lynching. He's convincing them, too. They'll be coming here after me, Sheriff. They'll be coming here.
Cut it out, Joe. I can talk to him. I know every man jack in town. You don't need to be scared.
I ain't scared of any ordinary thing. You know that?
Sure.
This is different, Sheriff. You can't fight this. You're just an animal. The mob's digging out of a hole in the ground.
I tell you, you got nothing to worry about, Joe. Ain't never been a lynching in this town yet.
Can't you get me out of here and take me to another jail in another county?
No, that...
You know I'm innocent of that killing, Sheriff. You know Phillips' brother Drew first. There's half a dozen witnesses to say so.
I ain't denying that, Joe. But the case has got to come to trial.
All right, but get me out of here. Or else give me back my guns. All I'm asking is a chance, that's all. Just a chance.
I won't let no harm come to you. I doubt if them hombres come here tonight. Well, they're just letting off steam.
But, Sheriff, I tell you...
I'll go around and order us some supper. You'll feel better after you eat.
Hombres follow us, Cisco.
Yeah? Let them follow us. We'll pay them no more attention. Unless they want trouble. Come on, Pancho. Ah, this table will do, Pancho.
Yeah, we watch the door from here, no? Hombres committed the cafe.
Yeah. Buenas tardes, señorita.
Buenas tardes, señorita.
Do you gents mind waiting a few minutes? I'm getting a couple of meals ready to go out.
Not at all, señorita. We are in no hurry.
Pancho, you starve to death, that's all.
Never mind me, compañera, señorita. He can wait as long as necessary.
Yeah, fine, you just made the joke.
All ready to go, man.
About 5 more minutes, Jen.
Si.
Señorita's eyes all red, Cisco.
She's been crying, amigo. I would say crying a great deal.
Is nobody happy in this town, Cisco? Nobody laugh, nobody make a joke. What's the matter, huh?
That is just what I have been wondering. Now I believe I have the answer.
What the answer?
A lynching is being planned.
A lynching?
See?
They're not lynch horses.
No.
But
those groups of men out on the street, the manner of the people in this cafe, as if they are all waiting for a signal of some sort. I have seen it all before, Pancho.
Isn't that why they think you need a cry?
Probably has something to do with it. Perhaps everything.
Want some help, man?
Oh, no, thanks. I can take the two suppers right on this tray. Did you put on plenty of cornbread for Joe?
Yep, a double order.
I will open the door for you, senorita.
Wait a minute. Put that tray down, man.
I will not.
Put it down, I said. I want to get a look at what's on it, under them napkins.
Oh, you coyote Guy Phillips. You're the one who's stirring everybody up to hang, Joe.
Shut up.
You will apologize to the senorita, hombre.
At once, go on my arm. At once, come on. I'm sorry, Madge.
Look like Ponzi is ready for troubles, no?
Cisco, I've got a great mind
to what?
Never mind. If you got any sense at all, you'll get out of this town pronto.
On the contrary. Pancho and I are going to stay and see what happens.
You better keep out of Cisco's way, hombre.
I assume you were taking that tray of food over to the jail, senorita?
Yes, I was, and now I'll have to fix another one.
Pancho and I will walk along with you to see that you have no more trouble. I am quite sure you will not from these two.
Walking into something that's none of his business.
You knocked that tray out of Madge's hands. I guess Cisco figured it was his business. You just asked for trouble when you did that, Guy.
Don't tell me that hombre's just riding through town. He's a friend of Joe Loudon's. He's here to see that Joe gets away.
It's almost dark now, Guy. What are you going to do?
I'm going to get the boys started over toward the jail. There's a bunch of them over there with a store.
I want to do it so far.
I'd like your attention, boys, for a minute or two. Looks like we're going to get some opposition when we get over to that jail. I mean from the Cisco Kid. Some of you may have seen him ride down the street a while ago.
And no question in my mind what is on Joe Loudon's side. Now, we all know that Joe Loudon's a killer. He's proved that. We all know the best way to handle a killer is string him up. And that's what we're gonna do. String him up. If Cisco Kid gets in the way, gun him down. Him and his partner. Now, we're gonna start in 5 minutes. Sheriff, don't hand Loudon over. We'll storm that jail and burn it.
You can talk, Cisco and Pancho, while Madge is out trying to get Joe to eat. I doubt if she can, though. Oh, hope you boys excuse me if I go right ahead and eat my dinner here in the office.
Oh, by all means, eat it, say your Sheriff.
Hi, look at that steak. Pancho, get the home.
Body the steak. Look at that steak, but I not say it.
As I was saying, Cisco.
Look at that steak.
I've heard a great deal about you, and I sure appreciate your offer to help guard Joe Loudon.
No.
But I don't look for any particular trouble.
Well, yes, Sheriff, have you been out on the street?
Well, no. Not for some hours yet, but...
I'm afraid you're going to have plenty of trouble tonight.
Very soon, too.
Well, now I'll tell you how it is, Cisco. Joe shot down an hombre named Phillips. Seems that Phillips insulted Madge Kane over in the cafe. Well, Joe started to thrash him, as he deserved, and whereupon Phillips drew a gun, and Joe shot him.
Self-defense?
I'd say so, Cisco, but that's for the jury to decide. So I had to arrest Joe just the same.
Your pardon, Senor Sheriff, but at the moment the merits of the case are not the important thing. I urge you to get the prisoner out of this jail while there is still time.
Yeah, them fellas out on the street are just talking.
Coming this way.
That's all. Well, I'll have a look out the door.
Here, Sheriff, if you will give me the key to the prisoner's cell, I will let him out.
No, I don't believe...
I will be responsible to see that he is turned back to the law in some other town. Cisco, keep his word.
Please, Sheriff.
Let us save the man's life at all costs. There, look. Look at that move, Sheriff. Yeah. And then you say you do not expect any trouble. I see the keys to the sheriff's desk. Cisco, I see the keys.
Leave them keys alone. I mean that.
What do we do, Cisco? What do we do?
Well, all we can do now, Senorita, is to hope the sheriff can live up to his post and talk that mob into going home peaceably.
But if he can...
Then Pancho and I will do what we can. That may not be much. We will see.
Oh, all right, boys. Reckon that's near enough. What's the idea of calling around at this jail?
You know what the idea is, Sheriff. We want Joe Loudon and we're going to have him.
Just a minute. Oh, I don't believe you will have him. And I ain't obliged to you for interrupting my supper.
We ain't gonna waste no more time talking with you. All we want you to do is take a walk in the street right now.
I'll take a moment from here.
We'll see him out back.
They shot the sheriff.
We got the troubles. Oh, you got to touch him. Take those keys and let the prisoner out of his cell.
All right, Cisco.
You not stand in that doorway, Cisco. We gotta let them storm this jail, Pancho.
All right, let's go, boy.
Down the hallway. The first man to take one step near this jail will be shot. Unless you want to stop some of these bullets.
Pancho, get the sheriff back into his office. He may still be alive.
Here, Cisco. You can get me easy enough, all of you together. But before you do, several of you are going to be shot down. I am not the only one under this roof with his arm. There are holes in the walls of this office, as some of you know, that are big enough for a rifle barrel or a shotgun barrel. So, who would be the first to rush this jail? I am going to shut this office door, but you will still be watched. Most of you are law-abiding citizens who have let yourselves be talked into this by one who has a personal desire for vengeance. You had better think it over and then go to your homes.
By your silence, Cisco, but the sheriff is dead.
There's nothing more we can do for him, Chico.
Cisco, I found the key to unlock those cells.
Bueno, my guns must be in this office somewhere. Let me have them, quick.
A momento, Senor Joe. Pancho and I are not helping you escape from the law, do you understand?
But this mob, Cisco...
The mob is something else again. We will protect you from the mob to the utmost of our ability.
How about me having my guns to defend myself?
You wait till Cisco says so, senor.
You look like an honest man, senor.
Oh, he is, Cisco. Joe's word's just as good as his bond, and everybody around you knows it.
Very well. You may have your guns on two conditions.
Name them, Cisco.
First, that you will not use them unless it is absolutely necessary.
I agree.
And second, that when this mob has left, you will turn yourself to the sheriff of some adjoining county.
I'll agree to that, sir.
Very well. You will find guns in the cabinet.
Take what you want, Senor Joe.
Cisco, you're a square shooter, if ever I'm told.
He sure is, Joe. Tell me, you gonna make a run for it?
I don't know yet, Marge.
I would advise against it, Senor.
The mob shoots you down, bang, bang, just like that, Senor Joe.
See, they would indeed. They are talking it over out there now. They may decide to disperse. If they do not, then we will have a fight on our hands.
Let it talk to him, small guy. Some of these hombres want to do just as Cisco said. They want to go home.
Ain't many of them want to go home. But you're right, Sim. I better talk to them.
I heard what Cisco said about others in that jail besides himself being armed. Far as I'm concerned, I figure that's just a bluff on his part. Now, wait a minute. And even if it ain't, there's more than enough of us here to storm that jail easy. Of course, some of you are going to yell up on the rest of us. All right, that sounds better. Here's an idea that just come to me. We'll fire the back of this jail and force them to come out the open.
That's the stuff, Tom. That's the best thing to do.
Sure. And we can pick them off easy as they come out.
Want me to take a crew of men and go set that fire, guy?
Sure, go ahead. Just be sure it catches good and burns up nice and hot. More than one way to skin a cat. Them hombres will find out.
Get out of there, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Three or four of them left, though. They walked around toward the back of the jail.
I can't do any harm, Madge. I am not so sure, Senor Joe. Pancho, go out into the jail and see what you can see.
We must match the fire, Cisco.
That is just exactly what I'm thinking of, Chico. Hurry now.
Si, Pancho, hurry. Pancho, hurry.
Also, Senorita, this is no place for you.
Just what I've been thinking, Cisco.
Suppose I ask the leaders of that mob to let you through so you can go back to the cafe.
I don't know, Cisco. That guy Phillips hates me like poison. I wouldn't put it past him to shoot me down. Same goes for Sim Blaine, only he ain't quite so bad, maybe.
I do not think they would dare harm you in front of the rest of the men there. Anyway, if the attack comes, you will not be safe in this jail. You better do as Cisco says, man.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho!
Back in the jail or on fire!
Madre mia, why didn't I have one of us out there on guard?
Then what do we do now, Cisco? What do we do?
There is no way we can fight the fire.
See, I smell the smoke now.
You gotta leave here now, Madge.
Si.
You are a good man, Senor Joe, and an honest man to think of the senorita ahead of yourself.
Oh, but Joe!
I will talk to the leaders.
Senorita Madge at the cafe is here in this office. Earlier this evening, she brought food to the sheriff and to the prisoner. I ask that you let her through to return to the cafe. I have your word she will not be harmed.
Yeah, but you sure ain't bit my word that you won't be harmed.
Go ahead, Senorita. Hurry.
Cisco, we
gotta
get out of this place soon,
huh? Hey, Pancho, we'd better make a break for it right now. Shoot our way out if necessary.
Hey, Cisco.
Si, Senor Joe.
That dirty low-down coyote, the guy Phillips, didn't keep his word. He stopped mad.
We will see about that.
Hey, Joe!
All right, Dominic. You promised to let the senorita through to the cafe.
I think we're fools, Cisco. We ain't letting anybody through. This might do any
better. Cisco, we gotta leave any soon. The fire getting bigger and hotter and bigger. No.
Well, buzzer.
Here, Joe. As soon as I have the attention of those hombres, you and Pancho get around to the canyon in back of this jail. I looked it over when I came to the sheriff's office. There should be plenty of places to hide out for the time being.
What do you do, Cisco?
I am going out to talk to that Phillips coyote, and I'm going right now.
I do not think they will, Senorita. Not until I have had my say to that sneaking pledge breaker. For most of these men here, I know, have no use for a pledge breaker. No, they will not, hombre. Not until they listen to what I have to say to you. Now you, let the Senorita go.
All right, Matt, go on.
You coward.
Now, you are so free with the lives of other people. What are you going to do about your own life?
What do you mean, Cisco?
You have proved that your word is no good. Nevertheless, you are going to tell these men you were wrong in wanting to lynch Senor Joe. That is, you will if you value your own life.
Well, by thunder, I won't. I'll gun you down myself, sir.
Oh, jump it, Moses! Cisco shot the gun right out of his hand!
I want you to have every chance possible, only to prove your worth.
So, I will holster my gun. And if you care to try your best,
I'll beat your brains out.
You have far heard than I thought you had.
Well, I'll show you where you're going to have a reference.
With this right well be.
Come on, give me some help,
man. Come on, not me. No.
You're
teaching me.
Leader of yours,
Now, hombre, we'll make you into a monster. He'll have to fight his own battles.
Oh, man. Don't
have
to
win.
I have a coyote, my kid.
Now, you. Oh, no, sister.
You had a hand in this proposed lynching, did you not?
Well, you are his partner. I was, but not now.
You see, senores, if you try to follow up the ideas of these two mavericks any further, you'll simply be making fools of yourselves. I suggest, senores, that you will all be more comfortable at home. There is nothing you can do to save the jail now. The fire has gained too much headway.
All right, let's go.
And as for you two hombres, the responsible citizens of this town will see that you are held for the United States Marshal on a charge of murder.
Oh, Cisco, you're just what this town needs.
Gracias, senorita. I was fortunate this evening in my, shall I say, my bluffing.
Oh, bluff and nothing.
And I was fortunate in having things turn out in favor of Señor Loudon, which reminds me, senorita, I must find him in Pancho.
To congratulate him, huh?
Well, partly, senorita. Also to see that he is put under arrest by another sheriff in a nearby county.
You mean you'd fight for Joe the way you have tonight, Cisco, and then turn him over to the law?
Si, senorita. Not that I doubt Senor Joe's word. I am sure he will be exonerated at the trial. But the law says he must be tried for killing a man. So, adios, senorita. And rest assured, Pancho and I will do all we can to help Senor Joe.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
The jury say Senor Joe shoot in self-defense, no?
Si, they did. And the jury brought in a verdict of not guilty.
Senor Joe go free. Bueno for Senor Joe.
That verdict pleased me very much indeed.
And also pleased Senor the match.
Si, Pancho. I would say it did. You know, they make a very nice couple.
They want to give Cisco the town of Buckthorn. They want Cisco to be the mayor and the council and the sheriff.
I appreciate the gratitude, Pancho, but I have no desire to be a town official.
Nah, Pancho not got the desire neither, Cisco. Pancho were a town official once.
You were a town official once, Chico?
Yeah, Pancho a town official in a little bit of a town down south.
Well, I never knew that before.
Oh, see, a little bit of a town.
Well, what town official were you, Pancho?
Pancho, the dog catcher, Cisco.
You were the dog catcher?
Si.
Well, how long did you hold that job?
Only just 2 days, Cisco.
You held the job of dog catcher for only 2 days?
Si, Cisco.
Well, why did you not hold the job longer than that?
Because Pancho catched the dog.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is he...
Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.